you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Patty Negri is a psychic medium and a good witch, best known for her recurring role on the Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures and the paranormal show on YouTube, Overnight with Elton Kantati and Corey Shearer. She is the author of Old World Magic for the Modern World. Patty has a popular weekly podcast called The Witching Hour, and has launched her second weekly podcast called The Witch's Movie Coven. Patty is also a partner and vice president of Paraflix.com, which is a streaming service, and her book is called Old World Magic for the Modern World. Patty, welcome back to the program. It's been a couple of years.
It has. Thank you so much for having me back. I am thrilled. And leading me in with a Stevie Nicks song. Nothing better, George.
You got that right. Lots to talk with you about. How did you get involved in witchcraft and the paranormal in the first place?
Honestly, I think I was just born into both of them. As long as I could remember, I literally, being a toddler, I was talking to spirits. And I knew they weren't just the imaginary friend that, you know, our modern Western non-mystical society explains to us. I'm like, no, they gave me real information. And it just didn't get taught out of me. My mom was like, yeah, Grandma did that. So, okay, so it's not the devil. It's nothing bad. And so also paranormal, if you see a ghost and talk to ghosts, you're going to kind of fall into that world. And on the witchy side of things, on the same end, I would be in my little suburban backyard picking rosemary and picking mint and stuffing it in my mom's wallet, knowing it would bring her more money. She was not quite understanding. Like, what are you doing? No, it's money. No, it's not money. It's wheat. No, it's money. And years later, I studied plants and apothecary, and I was right. You know, I had a little toddler running around. So it's just, I think it's in the blood.
And is it my imagination, or are more people becoming interested in the paranormal?
More and more people are becoming interested in the paranormal, bigger by the day. Like the show, you know, that I do regularly, Ghost Adventures, it's in like it's the 26th season or something like that. I don't know how to do the math on TV because it's like 12 years, 26. I don't, that doesn't add up math-wise. But no, look at every station on Travel Channel is. Almost all the regular shows, like not docuseries and not reality, put on a paranormal aspect to it. I last year started a streaming service called Paraflix. It's like Netflix, but it's all paranormal with 90% new programming because everybody had already seen everything on Travel Channel and Discovery Plus. it's growing and growing and growing.
Why the interest?
I think a couple of things. One, I do think that the veil literally is thinning between the world, and more and more paranormal or unexplainable to the old fashioned of logical science is happening. More haunted houses, more things, and better equipment. All these, where it used to be, if I as a medium was going, and the ghost is waving their left hand saying hi, and people believe me or not believe me, now there's this new invention called an SLS camera that I'm in one room going, the ghost is waving their hand left and right, and somebody in a different room with a camera is showing a green stick figure doing the same thing. We are not in contact with each other. So science is catching up. So I think it's more stuff is it literally, as we move into that age of Aquarius they sang about in the 60s, it's a different world. It's not our parents' world and the veil and parents' world. The veil is thinner, so more stuff, better equipment that kind of starting to prove it. And I think the other reason is the world is scary, and so people want something to know there's something else out there.
Have you ever had a bad paranormal experience, Patty?
I have had a couple.
Oh, you have. Can you share them with us?
Yes, I gladly will. Again, I've since I was a little kid always believed that it's not overly scary. I mean, there's good ghosts and bad ghosts, but I've always had a respect. But whenever you get in trouble, it's like everybody wants to be respected, humans and not humans or dead humans. I was doing a seance, one of the things I'm known for. We were actually filming a documentary in my neighborhood. I live in an old Hollywood Hills neighborhood from the 1920s, and it was this very known haunted house. It had been built by Charlie Chaplin for one of his many girlfriends, Mary Astor, called the Mary Astor House. She was an old silent film, and it was a super big party house. And in my experience, when you have a lot of maybe drugs and alcohol, it's going to bring in some darker stuff. But house in old Hollywood. And then in the 1960s, the Rolling Stones manager bought it. So the Rolling Stones stayed there, Mamas and Papas, Gram Parsons, all these really creative, you know, musical people. And then they moved out. And then the guy who invented the real life sex doll moved in. And then he moved out, and then my neighbor for 7 years, Marilyn Manson, moved in.
Oh, geez.
So, and then it got too scary for him. But anyway, so this house attracts creative, chaotic, sometimes dark people, but known for being haunted. And we were doing a seance, and for a documentary, there were four cameras, and young people around the table, like when you're not too far into your 20s, but past puberty, I think your life force is so high, you're going to get more and more paranormal activity, just like poltergeist stuff always happens with teens. So anyway, with young people around the table, four camera shoot, and this one kid just kept getting disrespectful. And I should have caught him earlier, but I'm like, okay, we're filming, this is whatever. And so the first, I talked to the spirit because I raised a veil, and he said something really kind of idiotic, and the French doors flew open. Everybody's kind of screaming. I'm like going, oh, wow, that's pretty major for this. Okay, close the door. And then he said something again, and then it happened again. Like, okay, I'm just trying to keep it cool, but I felt the agitation of this one spirit. It wasn't demonic. I think demons get way too much credit. It's like it was just a cranky-ass ghost, but really mad. And then he said something else, and then the speaker came on, you know, old school speakers, those kind that you would sit by the radio. This was a record player, the bigger the better. It came on like white noise. It sounded literally like a ghost box, a spirit box. We looked later, it wasn't plugged in, but this tension is building, and I'm trying to keep control on it, but I hadn't. We were using the Ouija board, which I've used safely since I was seven. But
maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, we can talk about that too. But this kid said something, again, really awful when we were getting, and not him, but the cameraman facing him burst into flames.
Burst?
Literal, like
the cameraman burst into the flames or the camera?
The cameraman, yes. The back of him, like it looked like a V up his back, like angel wings of fire.
Jeez.
George, he was not standing in front of a fireplace.
Did he get hurt?
Standing in front of, Well, yeah, but two cameras actually caught it. This guy spontaneously combusting. One camera started filming like the ceiling or the floor. I think you test the mettle of a cameraman by a small room with a lot of people bursting into flames. And his camera, poor guy, those first seconds, he's wondering, he's facing, of course, away from his back and wondering why the whole screaming and pointing at him. And myself, you know, cool, witch, medium Patty becomes a medic Patty, of which I am. I'm an EMT.
Certified.
Okay. You got to be. And I'm like, drop and roll. And I'm calling in all my guardians and wards to shut it down. I'm like, we are done. I don't care what we're filming. This is not okay. No one bursts into flames on my watch. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. His shirt burnt off him, George, like it was a synthetic. Jeez. It was a heavy cotton. It burnt off like it was a polyester.
And I assume there was no natural excuse for why it happened.
No, zero natural excuse. There was none, and we caught it. So, but I'm like, we are done. But the guy who caught on fire, he's a filmmaker. He's and a super skeptic. He was so in awe that he caught on fire. He's like, I'm okay. I'm like, you're not okay. He's like, I'm okay. I'm like, you're not okay. He's like, no, look, I have a sweater. He took off that burnt shirt. He's like, we could do this. So I tried to talk to the spirits. I'm like, we're not even going to get rid of you. I looked at the kid who caused all this, and he was no longer going to be any trouble. He became like the choir boy in the corner, like never a word to speak. Once you see that. So anyway, we finished it. Some more crazy stuff happened. The glass flew out of the cupboard. The most paranormal stuff I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot doing this for decades all over the world. But the cool part of this story is, and why it turned into a good story, is the cameraman, 3 weeks later, he showed me his back. He goes, Patty, look at my back. And where the scarring had been from the blistering, it totally looked like he had got a tattoo of a dragon.
Oh, wow. That's how it healed. It healed into a tattoo of a dragon.
It healed into a tattoo. Yeah. Open mouth, sharp teeth, winged head, into the shape of a serpent. And I'm...
Was that permanent for him?
Well, yeah. Eating some nut, but no, that is the exact energy I called in to shut down the seance. I work dragon magic. It's crossroads energy. I mean, dragons have been around forever. Chinese mythology, every Chinese magic, mythology, everything. It's an energy, whether you believe crossroads, it's powerful. And I'm looking, going, oh my God, you have a tramp stamp of a dragon on your back. That is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And he thought so, too. So the good thing done it yet is he was so inspired, he actually wrote a film about it, about this TV psychic, myself, who does, like, every television show, myself, and then, you know, shooting another reality show, and then a portal opens. And if they ever do it, it's one of those kind of funny and scary that I like. But I literally, he wrote it, actually, with Stephen Norrington, the guy who wrote League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and the Blade series, so real left of center Hollywood. But I did sit down with him, this is another subject, for like 5 hours. I'm like, Lauren, you can't say that. You can't say that in the script. You can't say that on camera. He's like, Patty, but you said it. I go, I know I said it. That opens a portal. That opens a gate. You don't want to be one of those cursed horror films, do you? It happens all the time. A spirit, an energy, a whatever, doesn't know the difference of an actor, you know, method acting off a line and somebody really doing it. You know, you don't want to be the one where all the actors die at 27. So if they ever do it, we changed anything that really would cause something to happen on screen to something that wouldn't, but just sound just as scary. Now, that was my scariest.
Well, in that case with the fire and the cameraman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did he do wrong to get abused like that?
I think if we look into like just divine whatever, he didn't do anything wrong. It was they were probably shooting at the kid but hit him. The energy was probably going from behind the cameraman towards the kid but got stopped at the cameraman. But then if there's a bigger meaning behind it, the cameraman is the one who is going to change his whole thought pattern about spirits, write a script which now will or won't ever get done, change his whole life in really positive ways.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever been hurt, Patty, in any of these things?
Yeah, just once.
What happened to you?
It happened to me. I was at my own home, which is really warded because, again, I am a witch. I am a medium. Studied this my entire life.
We're going to get into your witchcraft in a second, too. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's really warded. But my old podcast, before my witching hour, I had one called The Magic Hour. And it was kind of seance meets true crime. And my producer at the time, we were going to do a thing about the Black Dahlia murder. So I had Linda Deutsch coming over. She's a famous AP Associated Press reporter who got famous from Charles Manson and O.J. Simpson. Linda Deutsch, who's a dear friend of mine. So she was coming over.
Good reporter.
The best. And a big believer in the paranormal and supernatural and magic, and she's one of my dearest friends. So anyway, she hadn't got there yet, and the people were, but my then producer wanted to, again, using the Ouija board, but again, I've used them safely since I was 7. I'm going to keep saying that. But I didn't do my setup, my protection, because no one was there, and she had this one friend we talked to literally like texting. Always came in, but I hadn't set it up, and it wasn't her friend who came in. It literally, and I know it, was Dr. George Hodel, the Black Dahlia accused, but I know it was him, murder. He pushed me into my dining room chair. I have these, like, 300-year-old antique chair. So hard, I was standing behind it into my ribs. I heard this crack, 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 and I'm sliding down to the floor. And she's, like, going, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "No." And I always say I'm okay. I could have, like, a limb cut off right now, and I'd be like, "I'm fine. It's a flesh wound, nothing."
You don't complain about anything, do you?
I don't. And I'm like, "This really hurts." I had to go to urgent care, and it didn't break ribs, which I thought, but it had even more painful in a sense. It had ripped all the cartilage off my floating ribs. hit by a spirit that hard. Because he's a doctor, he knows what he's doing. Eh.
That was an incredible story, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. And again, so much so that the producer, beautiful woman I've worked with, award-winning woman, I've worked with in different things for 10 years, she quit the next day.
She couldn't handle it, could she?
She couldn't handle it. Somebody who, it's so funny, and you see this all the time. People who want the paranormal so bad and want to see a spirit or want to see a ghost or want to see an alien, and then when they do, it's bye-bye. It's like, ah!
Since you've been doing has anybody around you other than the cameraman been hurt?
No. I'm so careful.
I'm just wondering if you're the magnet here.
Well, no, it's because of where we go. Just like if I'm doing a seance or raising the veil around my dining room table or even at a paracon, and we're going to talk to grandma and we're going to talk to a kid who died in school and we're going to talk to all your loved ones. You know, we were doing the Black Dahlia, and at this house in Hollywood, this kid just got really rude and disrespectful. You know, on Ghost Adventures or with all my YouTube guys, with my overnight guys, you go to the prison, you go to the insane asylum. Those are going to be much meaner ghosts than, you know, hanging out. Like my favorite ghosts are at the Hollywood Roosevelt because they're having a good time. Marilyn's hanging for a good time. They're hanging from the chandeliers, partying. I like fun ghosts.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.